arts going on in northern Minnesota. Katie Marshall's the executive director of the McCroskey Arts Center. She's here to tell us about all the events going on in downtown Grand Rapids and the McCroskey exhibits. Holy cow.
Take a
deep breath.
Yeah, I should have been training for this one. Get my breathing flow going on. So yeah, there is a lot happening tonight for sure. There, at Frame Up, I'll start off because I know that Frame Up's artist, Adam Swanson, is one I'm really super excited about, and he was interviewed on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So folks can check that interview out, but he's a great artist from Duluth. He'll be in at Frame Up showing his work, and he recently completed a residency aboard an Antarctic research vessel, so some cool stuff from that. And then at Move It Real Estate, they're going to be hosting Tammy Horton from Tamarack Designs, and she creates beautiful pieces using sustainably sourced and repurposed materials. And outside Move It Real Estate and Computer Enterprises, Stubby's Barbecue is going to be selling their slow-smoked barbecue sandwiches, and proceeds will benefit the Second Harvest North Central Food Bank. In Computer Enterprises, they're hosting Meg Muller of Natural Expressions. She'll be displaying her vintage illuminated winter jars, photo cards, and driftwood and bead mobiles. Plus, they're going to have music by Kathleen Priest on bagpipes.
Whoa.
I can tell I'm excited about that, too. At the VFW, this will be sort of after hours, 7 to 10 p.m., they have jazz, and the special guests this month are John Ely and Jay Epstein on drums, so it'll be a fantastic night. I think folks might have got a little preview of that on Wednesday, but it should be a busy night down at the VFW after the first Friday Art Walk. Down in at Wings and Willows Art Gallery and Custom Framing, they have Country Stitchin' Stuff by Linda Bernard, and Linda has been sewing and crafting for over 40 years, and she'll be featuring her latest Christmas Santas, snowmen and women, and holiday arrangements. At Mississippi Diamond Jewelers, they are hosting a Warm Winter Wishes Party that features Jennifer Fossil and her upcycled mittens. So you can come early for the best selection, and while you're there, they suggest you make sure Santa knows what you want to get this year, and anybody who creates a wish list will be getting a free gift.
Can I get a clarification? What's an upcycled? Upcycled.
So it's sort of like recycling. So taking something, but recycling, but improving it. So if you have like a ratty old sweater, you can upcycle it into a pair of mittens.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
No problem. Let's see. Lake Lover Vintage, then, on the same block there on the corner. They have their annual artists open house, so you can stop in and visit with some of the in-house artists, have some Minnesota-made treats, and enjoy their annual handmade ornament display. And they'll have specials going on throughout the store. In at Moxie, they are going to be celebrating the giving season with a make-and-take art station. And all of their shop purchases will be 10% off, and 10% of their sales will be donated to the Itasca Orchestra and Strings program. Then there's a few things happening in the Central Square Mall. Crafted by Itasca Life Options will be open, and I was just in there yesterday. They've got a lot of really fun things for sale, great holiday pieces, ornaments, and great little stocking stuffer and gift ideas. So they'll be open in the mall. And then Village Bookstore and Gifts are going to be welcoming author Michael Goldsmith for a Meet the Author event and a book signing from 4 to 6 p.m. So he'll have his Eli the Greatness series and his book, The Man Who Built the Cross.
All right.
Okay. Flipping the page. And breathing. All right. Then at Stained Glass with Class, they're hosting the Deer River Acapella Vocal Ensemble directed by Lenora Evans, and that'll be from 4:45 to 6 p.m. Lake & Co. Shop is going to be hosting Meredith Latimer Berg of Meredith Jane Designs, and she's going to be having a selection of her watercolor cards, prints, and artwork, and will be personalizing some tote bags with her calligraphy, so you can have a tote bag and buy a tote bag and have it personalized on the spot. Mm. And Meredith of Latimer fame.
Mm-hmm.
So, then in Central School, there is a lot going on. I could fill up a whole page with that. So the Artisan Residence will be in. Mary Myers Corwin and Leah Yellowbird will be up on the third floor, and you can check out the new display of David Dobbs' artwork as well. He'll be working at McCroskey, but you can see his work. True North Salon and Spa is going to be hosting aesthetician Isabel Hawk. She's going to be showing some makeup looks, and they'll have Aveda gift sets. And in at Yarnworks, they have an artist, Dave Brown. He's going to be demonstrating his woven painting technique. And so he uses...
What?
He uses conventional weaving techniques in unconventional ways with materials like fishing line, hammered copper wire, specialty yarns, grapevines, sinew, and other things. And he creates woven mythical landscapes.
Hmm.
Sounds like something you have to really see to wrap your head around.
Mm-hmm. So but I always say you learn something on KXC. What is sinew?
Isn't sinews like a?
It's
like in part of an animal.
It's in our bones or something. There's sinew.
Bones and sinew. It's like a connective tissue. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like. could be wrong, but okay. I feel like, yeah.
No, I think connective tissue is yes. exactly right.
All right.
Wow. So now...
Wait, she's not done. Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
There's more First Friday fun in the school. Clockout Brewing is going to be serving $2 8-ounce pours. Free Range Food Co-op is going to be talking about new memberships. Patty Farrell will have a gallery table. Wild Acorn will have wooden ornament sets and other laser cut art. Donna Miller will have a gallery of her art. Jenny Farber with Chaotic Beauty will have her handmade art on display. Wildland Fabric is going to be showcasing their fabric choices and patterns. Kyle Huff will have a gallery table of his art. MB Designs will be showcasing hand-sewn winter scarves, and there will be music and theater performances at 4 o'clock Minton Miller, at 5 o'clock Leah Lem, 5:30 the Grand Rapids Players Odd Couple cast will be presenting a Christmas special, and 6 p.m. will be Michaela Smith.
Holy
so you could just go to the
cow.
School and never leave, pretty much. But I hope right. you do leave, because there's many other things happening.
Yeah. And this just in, the news is that sinew actually means a piece of tough, fibrous tissue uniting muscle to bone.
Yes. There you go.
Nailed it.
Connective tissue. There
right.
we go.
All right. Good. Well, you do learn something.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Okay. So then Brood Awakenings is going to be featuring artists Nikki and Tessa Bear and photographer Jordan Weiss. And Nikki and Tessa are also going to be singing and... they are country singers, so they'll be providing the music for the evening down at Brood Awakenings. So that's that. And then McCrosty, of course.
Oh, the McCrosty.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on, too. So it's our holiday marketplace has been open since the day after Thanksgiving, and that's continued, and we've continued to get new work in. And we have a new display that's also starting up in December. Duluth artist Allison Ani has her Nordic pattern paintings on display, and they're really huge and really colorful, and they're just fantastic. I'm just thrilled to have them in the gallery, and Allison will be there. She's also going to be doing an artist talk partway through the month for a little bit longer format. People that want to know a little bit more about her practice, and she's done a lot of research in Scandinavia, and so she's going to be talking more about that later, but she will be there tonight. Or, yes, tonight. When is it? Tonight.
Yeah, it is.
And we also have music by Darcy Rich on piano. She'll be playing some holiday songs. And Grand Organic is doing the food, which is always spectacular. And it's our wreath auction this weekend. Okay. So, and Malou Brubaker will be there for a jewelry trunk show. So today and tomorrow, Malou will be there with her one-of-a-kind pieces. And then our wreath auction also opens today and closes tomorrow at 3 p.m. So we've got about 24... uniquely decorated wreaths created by local artists and friends of the MAC that'll be up for bid in our silent auction.
Well, and I want to say our very own Sarah Bignall has a wreath there that features gnomes
yes.
that she's made.
It's super cute. I say this every year, but the wreaths are really awesome this year. I'm really excited about them.
Are there any kind of non-traditional ones?
There are a few. Mine typically are non-traditional.
Okay.
So. There are stuffed animals involved in mine, but yeah, there's the gnomes. There are I'm trying to think of. I mean, there's quite a few traditional ones as well. Karen Olson did a really nice sled that she decorated, and there's some pine. John Zott will be bringing in a piece
sure.
that he's creating as well. So it's yeah, lots of fun.
All right, and the wreath auction goes until Saturday.
Saturday bids close at 3 p.m.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
yep.
Bids close at 3 p.m.
That's the time to be there.
That is what's going on in Grand Rapids.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. You can find more information on McCrosty at McCrostyArtCenter.org or GRArts.
GrandRapidsArts.org.
There we go. That's what I meant. Coming up, we're headed to Ely, and then we'll be headed to Bemidji as well to find out about more events. Katie, thanks.
Yep, thanks, you guys.
You're listening to the Friday Morning Show.